countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, when it comes to shopping for food, do you read the labels? And should we be reading the labels? And can we believe what the labels are actually saying? Well, journalist Amy McKeever has been looking into the whole business of food labelling for a series she's doing in Irish Country Living, and she joins me now on the line. Good morning, Amy.
Morning, Damien.
What by law must be at minimum on a food label?
So there's a couple of different, like when you go into a supermarket, as you said there, you'll see a huge amount of information on the food label. Some of that has to be there regulatory, which is what this first part dealt with. And then some of it is marketing or I suppose added value for the customer. But the things that have to be on a label would be the volume and the contents, the nutrition information. Allergens are very important, and like the allergens have to pop out, you know what I mean? And they have to be in bold or italics. You have to be able to pick them out. The date marking, and then, but the bottom line is that you're not allowed to mislead the consumer. So if a consumer could be misled in relation to, let's say, the origin of a product, then that would have to be on it. But if there's no danger of that happening, then it doesn't have to be on it.
Right.
Like, I was just listening to Alva there, and like Willie O'Byrne, who writes our bee piece in the paper every month, he said, you know what I mean, when people go into the supermarket, most of the honey there won't be Irish, because the small beekeeper, like Alva there, they can't produce in that volume or quantity, or what she's saying about it being homogenised. So, but, you know what I mean, it very much depends on what whether the consumer is going to be misled by a label, what has to be on that label outside of those specific regulatory ones.
And specifically in relation to country of origin, particularly when we're buying meat, most of us would like to make sure that the meat that we're buying is Irish. So that's very important. We cannot be misled there. It's almost criminal to say meat is Irish if it's not. Am I right?
Country of origin only needs to be on the pack where it might mislead the consumer. So like we're in Europe and, you know, all systems are the same, etc., etc. But there is labelling for meat. So you have your beef labelling that came in 2002 because of the BSE, and that has to have the place of birth, rearing and slaughter on it. You have the origin, which is much more recent, the origin of meat from pigs, goats, sheep and poultry. That has to be on the label as well. And that's, you know what I mean, reared in and the country where the animal was processed, as well as a batch code. And then the most recent one, which really only came in this year, is the primary ingredient of a final food. So this was always an issue where you had a product that was made up by other things. So let's say the example I've picked is that if you have a chicken curry and the chicken curry is made here, but the chicken is not Irish, then you have to say where the origin of that chicken is.
And how what's the best way, Amy, that we can actually decide that for ourselves? Like, a lot of those labels are small. We do know that, obviously, the Q mark, the Borbia Q mark, is always, you know, you're 100% that if that's on a product, it's Irish and it's from Ireland. But on other products that doesn't carry it, when we look at the label, what do we look out for to find out where that chicken in the chicken curry has actually come from?
Well, if it's non-EU chicken, it has to say it on it now. Like with this legislation, it does have to say on the pack that where the chicken is from. If it's European chicken, or if it, you know what I mean, let's say you take a chicken sandwich, it has to say where the chicken is from. You know what I mean? If the chicken is contained within the product, it has to say where it's from. But it is a case very much of having to read the labels and being a bit savvy about the language. Like, you know what I mean? You can't say produced in Ireland, which might necessarily mean that the product, the meat product is Irish, but just that the product was put together in Ireland. And that's, you know, substantial transformation, which I know is a massive issue and has been for a very long time, where basically you can have a product, you can add a certain amount of value to it. Now, it is a high value, you know what I mean? It's not a case of you can just put a piece of Thai chicken into a package and say you've added value. It's not that low value. It would be much higher level of value that needs to be added. It basically is that where the product underwent its last substantial, economically justified processing. That's the origin. That's what it's marked as the origin of the product.
And as I said, like, you can have flash marketing in the front, Ballymagash bacon or Ballymagash chicken, but what you need to do is look at the label, and if it has IE in the little circle on the label, well, then it's Irish. Is that the point? That's what you look out for to see where it's come from, or NL for Netherlands.
Well, that's the processing. So, like, so it gets quite complicated, Jamie, when you start to focus in on those things. Because, let's say, with the quality assurance logo, and I will be looking at the QA logo in the next one, you know, I mean, everything has to happen in Ireland, born, reared, and slaughtered. But the product can go out of the country and be packed up, and then it'll have that processing plant on it at its last point. But it'll still be Irish because it'll have met the born, reared, and slaughtered elements of the of being an Irish product. It really is a case of with the QA logo, there is no real ambiguity there. The product it's set out. It's born, reared, and slaughtered in Ireland, and that would be definitely one to look for. Otherwise, I would be definitely looking at a product and seeing if looking out for made using beef, chicken, pork, whatever, from, and the country should be on it.
Okay, just finally, and I know you're continuing with this series in Irish Country Living next Thursday, but I'm sometimes confused, and people are confused at times, between best before and use by.
Yeah, so I thought that the Safe Foods put this very well to me. They said treat best before as a guideline and use by as a deadline. So the use by date tells you when the food is unsafe to eat, but the best before date tells you the time that the quality of it will start to go, but it's still okay.
All right.
I think these are very important as well in terms of the amount with the environmental connotations for food waste. That, you know what I mean? If it's best before, still eat it.
Yeah, if you have it in the fridge and all of that. But use by just for your own benefit. Don't go past that date.
Don't go past that date.
Okay. All right. It's very interesting. And I know people can maybe look up online the series that you've been doing in Country Living. And I know you're doing more again next Thursday on marketing and all of that. But very interesting. And Amy, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Countrywide this morning.
No problem, Damien. Thank you.